Hey guys, I hope everyone's doing well. It's just Rashard here today, and I want to talk to you guys because I've had some thoughts going through my mind throughout the day, and it seems like literally during the nighttime lately, when I'm in the gym and when I'm driving home from the gym, those two times, like the time where I'm pushing my body to another limit and I'm getting my form of therapy, and I'm just feeling good, I'm getting stronger. And also the time of just being calm and driving, those are when the thoughts are coming to me, like they're just flowing through me. And I'm an idealistic person, and usually I have these thoughts going on, but it's just been crazy lately where it's just like an overflow. It's like signs, it's messages, and it's stuff that I can't help but share. So before I go any further, I just want to thank you guys for tuning into the Competent Conversations podcast. And we always say that, you know, in this podcast, we're trying to enlighten others so that they could be the best version of themselves. But really, we're trying to enlighten others so that we could push humanity forward, because it's all about having a life of legacy, about leaving your mark when you're gone and living a life of purpose that makes the world a better place once you leave. So that's really what I embody and what I'm all about. And I want all of you to embody that too. When I talk about purpose, you don't have to be an entrepreneur and want to change the world and have your own business and stuff. These are some of my aspirations, but as long as you feel like you're fulfilled, like you're doing something that makes your soul feel liberated, whether that's working a job, whether that's doing whatever, as long as your soul is feeling liberated and you're not hurting anybody and you're able to live a comfortable life for yourself, you're winning in life. So I want you to always remember that and know that. But literally, lately, guys, life has been going very well for me. Like, it's just some magic in the air. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I want to speak about the dichotomy of good times and bad times, where literally just a few months ago, it was very challenging. I was, like, literally waking up in cold sweats every night. I didn't know where my next dollar was coming from. And I was just taking a lot of risks because that's just who I am. I'm not perfect, but one thing I'm not is a timid soul. Like, I'm going to go for it. And if I die, I want to die doing what I love. Right. So we're going to go full circle. We're going to talk about a couple months ago, and then we're going to talk about where I am today. And I also want to thank you guys for a lot of the encouragement you guys have been giving me, a lot of the support you guys give me. Like, my days for the past couple of weeks have literally been magical. So I want to thank you guys again for that. But going back to the summertime, it was like a real confusing time. There were a lot of ups and downs. Like, I was in a relationship at one point in time leading up to the summer that broke off, and immediately I hopped into a new situation with somebody. And, you know, everything felt good at first and exciting and happy, but there was a point where I just felt like I was lost, where like I may have moved too fast. And then at the same time of being in that new relationship, I had vowed to myself that I would never go back to a 9-to-5 job. So I was working for the school district in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach County, where I live. And I was doing that for the prior year up until this past June. And so what happens is they pay you out for, like, because I started in August and they would have paid me up until the following August. So from August to that June, I was actively working. And then from that June, where I would have a summer break, until August, I was not working, but I was funded through the summer. So once June 1st came, I knew that I wasn't going back to a corporate job. And basically, I had a plan where I was going to suffice with the funds that I had from the school district and work on building my own business in the meantime that would hopefully bring me some income, some revenue, and be fruitful by the time late August rolled around. So what it was a social media marketing agency. And my heart isn't in social media marketing, but I was like, hey, this is the first thing that I have that I know of that can bring me a form of income that I don't need to ask anybody else for a dollar, right? I can do everything that I want and have autonomy in my work by doing this thing. And eventually that will allow me to fund the things I really want to do. So what happened was I was hustling. I was working my ass off. I was building a website. I've never built a website before. I built this WordPress website. It came, I mean, you guys, if you follow me, you can see the link in my bios. That was the website I built, and it took me so long because I was using WordPress, and it was like, I heard that was like the dinosaur of web development. So it took me like a week to put the website together. On other sites, it probably would have taken a day, if that. So I was trying to figure that stuff out. At the same time, you know, after building the website, or while building the website, I was trying to cram all this knowledge from like a, literally it's like a 4-month course, and I was trying to cram it into like, actually, it probably could take longer than 4 months, probably like, yeah, maybe 4 months if you're very diligent on it, but it could be 5 months. And I was trying to cram it into 3 months and learn all this stuff, and then not only learn it, take it and convince a stranger that I can revolutionize your business through social media marketing, right? And I'm trying to learn all these things. And honestly, as I was going through it and I was cramming all the knowledge, one, I felt like, man, some of the stuff you guys are talking about, I already know. Like, and it's, and the other part of it was like, the stuff I didn't know, it was so complex. And it's like, there's no way I can master this just by watching a video. I have to put this in practice and see, you know, the results come back and see where I need to tweak things or whatever. But anyway, you know, I just went out there and pitched it like I believed in it. And then I actually had 3 clients that were going to sign with me and pay me $1,000 a month to do their business, right? Well, they were willing to, right? And some people didn't have the money, but some people did. And the ones who didn't, I said, okay, well, how about this? How about I work for free for 2 weeks and I'll show you what I can do. And then after that, if it all works, you pay me then. And they're like, okay, this one guy, he owned like this crab, it's called Crab Express. So he's like a seafood market. And he was going to let me like, he's going to see how many customers I could bring him. And if I brought him enough, then obviously he's getting more revenue. And he said that he was getting some new licensing that was going to occur, that was going to allow him to have more money available. So he was supposed to be able to pay me if I did what I was supposed to do. Then there was someone else who really wanted to sign with me. And I think that she had found, because what she did was mortgage note investing. And she had found someone, she claimed that she found someone that was like a little cheaper and whatever. Like they were going to be able to do stuff, kind of some of the similar things that I would have done, but, you know, cheaper supposedly. Maybe she just didn't want to at the end of the day and wanted to back out and didn't want to hurt my feelings. I don't know. But I remember I had a few people, but at the end of the day, even with the last person, that third person that I had and the first guy with the crab, I said to them, I said, you know what? I need to back out because I'm not 100%. I'm doing all the, I have the gift of gab, they say. So I'm doing all the things to convince them to say, you know, yeah, like you should really, you know, buy into what I'm doing. And I could convince people in that way. But I'm like, at this end of the day, I'm not a shiesty person. I'm not a shady person that's going to just try to get you for your money and then not be about what I said I'm about. I'm a man of my word and I'm a man of character. And I believe that's what got me to where I am now in life, just having those values and those virtues. And so I decided to back out. I decided to back out of that because I didn't want to, you know, do the wrong thing. So then I said, well, what am I going to do? Because this funding from the school is going to run out. And what I did was I was like, okay, I'm going to look into substitute teaching, because being a substitute teacher, I can work when I want to and leave when I want to, and I'm not committed to a school. So yeah, I said I'm not going to a 9-to-5 corporate job, and it's still an establishment, but it was like I had so much more freedom where it's like, you know, at a moment's notice, if I don't want to go in tomorrow, I won't go in tomorrow or whatever. You can work it how you want. And it just so happens that the first school I went to, they loved me and they just wanted me to stay, but I could have went anywhere else. So I did stay with them and I would let them know ahead of time, hey, I won't be in tomorrow, or, you know, hey, I'll be here all week this week, but next week I won't. Because at the same time, the vision switched. I was like, you know what? Forget this social media marketing thing. The reason why you're not learning it and sticking to it is because you don't love it. You're just using it as a tool to get by, but why don't you do what you really love? And I'm like, okay, well, what do I want to do? I always wanted to work with people one-on-one. I always wanted to help people through insight that has to do with the mind, the body, and the spirit. So I said, you know what? What's the best way I can do this now? Because I have my degree in psychology and philosophy, but I don't have my master's or doctorate in any of that. I have a bachelor's in it, as well as a whole lot of work experience and my personal life experience. So I said, the best thing I can do nowadays to make that all work or come together is life coaching, because I can develop my own program and I can take everything that I've learned, you know, the tools that I believe works, and put it into one comprehensive package and help the next individual. So I saved up money from substitute teaching, and I went ahead and put the money when I saved up enough money, I put the money towards going ahead and licensing, making Freedom Fit Coaching an LLC. So I licensed myself as a life coach. And then it was off to the races. Then I started saying, okay, let me put this program together, put this package together. And from there, just go ahead and market myself. Go in person to different places, go to high schools, colleges, different agencies, group homes. It didn't matter. I feel like I can help everybody, or at least in my heart, I want to. You know, there may be some people who resonate with my message more of a particular demographic opposed to another, but really I feel like I have so much life in me and so much passion for what I do that I can influence someone. I mean, I can influence anyone somehow. Like, there's something I can say to hopefully help you, not because I know it all, but because it's like I care enough to give you some information that's going to be useful to you in some way. So literally, you know, in the phase of working the substitute job, as well as, you know, you're trying to push this life coaching thing, and you got to learn all the nooks and crannies to that. And there's different just ways of how that works and different reasons why people will or won't work with you. I was going through depression in that time, and I was like getting worried, and I'm waking up in cold sweats, and I'm just stressed, right? And literally over this past, I'd say the past 3 weeks, it's been an overflow of just return. Like, people have been contacting me back. It's almost like every day I wake up to a new email or several emails of people that I've met in person at universities, at high schools. It doesn't matter. I every day I'm getting some return, because what I would do is go out every single morning for 7 to 8 hours a day, sometimes even more, and go door to door to door to door. It doesn't matter what high school you are, whether you're a private high school, a public high school, what university, what agency. I'm out here marketing. And if I don't get a yes from you, I'm saying, well, who else do you know in this area that can help me with this or that may need these services, right? I'm going over my pitch. I became so good with selling because I learned from this mentor. I went on online to this website called SCORE, SCORE. It may be in your town if you're interested in being an entrepreneur, but you pretty much get a free mentor. You type in on the website what your focus is and what your niche is, and from there they hook you up with a mentor for free, and that person has experience in business and or hopefully in the field that you want to do. And they can guide you along the way. So I sat down with this man named Paul Gross, and he told me all about selling. He was like, listen, sales, what you're doing is you're selling trust. You're selling certainty. He said, when you go to these places, you look nice, man. You got your shoes on. You got a button up with a tie. Cool. But I want you to put a blazer on. I want you to, he gave me different tips as to how to edit my cover letter and make it more concise, and what things I should have on my resume that show that I'm about what I'm about. And the credentials, I had him on the resume page. He's like, no, put this all on the front page. Put your credentials there. He was like, wait, and you started this business, right? I was like, yeah. He said, why isn't CEO by your name? You're a CEO. So he was like giving me all these pointers and stuff, and just about, you know, just how to present myself, how to carry myself, and what the overall objective is in sales, that I started bringing that to the places I went to, and it just started flowing naturally, and it became fun. I love selling people. I love to like walk up to you with energy, confidence, and say things that I know that you need in this establishment, wherever I was. And I forget who said, I'm currently reading the book, Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. And he talks about, you don't want to sell your product to the person. You want to sell them to your product. Meaning, like, you talk about them and their needs and what they want, and that's going to bring them to you, because you're going to bring up all these points. You're going to highlight all these things, and then subconsciously, or while they're thinking of what you're talking about, it all points back to you. You're the answer. I'm not selling my product to you. I'm not going there talking all about my product. I'm selling you to my product. I'm talking about all the things that you need that cater to you, and they're coming back to me. With that being said, I also was open to volunteer work, and that's going to allow me to do what? Rub elbows with the right people and just network and market, and also just fully be about what I'm talking about, continue to gain more experience, and to just make sure that every single one of my days is structured around what I care about most, which is helping people find healing, purpose, and fulfillment in their life. So either way, it's a win-win. And I know that if I get in the right mix, all I gotta do is be me, and the chances are that something's gonna come out of that, because this is not a facade, guys. I don't do this stuff for social media. I don't do this stuff for any type of clout. It's because this is who I am. When there's no camera in front of me, I'm the same way. It's just like literally when I record stuff, it's literally just putting a camera in front of me while I'm being me. And that's why I'm able to put out content at such a high rate, because it's like, I'm just being me. Like, if you were just putting a phone in front of you all day and just doing what you do anyway, you could put out stuff all day long, because there's nothing you really have to think about too much. There's nothing that you have to really contemplate. You're just going for it. You're just being you, and you're just sharing that and having the courage to share that with the world, knowing that there's a greater purpose to it. So lately, like I said, things have just been coming into fruition because what? I didn't waver when circumstances got tough. When I was like, damn, where's my next dollar coming from? Where I'm like, damn, I don't know if I'm going to have the rent. Where I'm like, damn, I don't want to work this. I told myself I won't go to a corporate job. Now I'm substitute teaching. It was like, just stay, keep the main thing the main thing. Stay courageous, stay focused, stay disciplined, stay hopeful. Look at the opportunities that you do have. And guys, abundance comes from within. We look for abundance outside of us to say, do I have this car? Do I have these clothes? Do I have this money? Do I have these opportunities? Do I have these resources? And if we don't at the moment, we think, oh, well, I'm not living a life of abundance. I don't have anything. You do. And well, really, you don't if you don't understand it. And again, abundance comes from within. So why did my life really start changing? Because I started pouring out even when I didn't have. When I was worried, when I was stressed, when I was struggling, I was pouring out as if I had it. Volunteer work? Sure. In my head, I'm like, shit, I could use a couple dollars right now. No, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, sure. What do you need? I'm here. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm just pouring out my energy, because whatever you don't have from in the world, whatever you feel like is missing, it's really what you're holding back from the world. Once you share that thing that you feel like you're lacking, it literally returns to you. Some people call it enlightened self-interest. Just be a giver. Go out there and give, and things come back to you. Another perfect example of something that of how this principle works, let's say. So 2 days ago, I was in the gym, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna kill back today. I'm gonna work on my back. I'm gonna go hard. Like, I just had a lot of energy. I walk in the gym, and both of the racks, I wanted to start off with deadlifting. Both of the racks were taken up. So I go to one person, hey, how many sets you got? They're like, oh, I'm just starting or whatever. Like, you know, I'll be here for a while. No, I'm sorry. The first person I asked was a girl, and she said she had 2 sets left. So I'm like, okay, cool. And I looked to this dude that was next to her in the next rack. I was like, yo, how many sets you got? He said, man, we just getting started. And he's like, what are you doing though? You deadlifting? I was like, yeah, I'm about to deadlift. He's like, all right, you know how to do it? I gave him this look like, bro, who you talking to right now? Like, come, do I know how to deadlift? What you think I'm coming over here for then? Like, he's like, no, I'm just asking because I don't know. Like, I was like, oh, okay, no, my bad. Yeah, I know how to do it. He's like, yeah, I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos and I'm trying to figure it out. And he's a nice sized dude, so I'm thinking like, okay, he knows what he's doing. But he's like, no, I never deadlift. I'm like, all right, bet. Like, yeah. So he literally started asking me for tips. So I was like, because he told me he was watching a video. So then I kind of like added some tips on top of that. And then he started asking me more. That's when he started asking me more. And I was giving him some more details, right? And check this. So as I'm doing that, he goes to go do his first set. the girl who said she had two sets left, she came over to me and said she was kind of timid, but she wanted to get the information. She wanted to really ask, but she was a little nervous. She was like, excuse me, like, I'm starting to... Well, she said something like, I'm interested in deadlifting and I want to start doing it or whatever. Like, can you like teach me how to do it or whatever? Because I don't really know. I'm like, listen, sure. No problem. Like, so the barbell is like, there's no weights on it. So like I'm demonstrating with the bar as to exactly how to do it, how she wants to bring her hip flexors back, how the motion, the range of motion should be. Well, I'll get into that next. But I'm over here like just showing her the range of motion and just the small little details that you need to know when you're deadlifting so that you don't injure yourself. Because I injured myself like 2 years ago and it was like the worst. I pulled something like I don't really know what it was, but it really it shot from like my hamstring up my behind and into my lower back, like, and I literally went to the floor and I couldn't like move for a few minutes. So I want to prevent people from getting similar injuries, and you live and you learn. So I'm telling her all this stuff and she's like, thank you so much. Like, I'm telling her how you drive through your ankles opposed to, you know, just thinking of your back and driving through that, because you're going to jerk the weight back towards your legs as you're going up and then you're going to pull something like I did. So she was very thankful for it. And then when I went back to the dude to do my set, he was asking me like, yo, why you hold your hands like one facing forward, one facing backwards? If any of you deadlift, you know what I'm talking about. It's hard to explain without visual and just telling you. But I was explaining to him the techniques of that, right? And as we're talking, I started getting into like the soulful part of working out. That's why I really work out. It's not about the physical. The physical is a byproduct of the strengthening of your soul, the strengthening of your mindset, the courage that you embody, right? Because in life, we have stressors. You may have bills. You may have a relationship you're in. You may have goals you want to accomplish. You may have people judging you. You may have a lot of expectations and demands on you. And you may feel like, man, how am I going to do this, man? Or like just even thinking about doing this stresses me out even more. Like, and you may shy away from it. You may back down and then you're being timid. Then you're not accepting the challenge so that you can grow. And even if you fail, it's a good thing because the failure shows you where you need to, you know, tune things up. Like it points at hints. So I'm telling him about all this stuff. And I'm like, you know, when you see that 315 on that bent on that barbell, that's just like a whole lot of life weighing on you. Are you going to pick that shit up? Or are you going to back down and say you can't do it? Even if you fail at it, try. Like, don't talk about what you can't do. Focus on how you can do it. If you fail this time, tweak yourself. What did you eat this week? Did you put a lot of sugar in your body that made you a little weak? Are you eating a multivitamin? Are you doing other back exercises that can complement these same muscles that you're hitting in the deadlift so that you can come back next week and maybe hit that week that you couldn't do this week? Just the failure points to so many things. So when we're working out, guys, we're strengthening the soul, and the byproduct is the body. The body is not, I love the body. The body has a lot of wisdom, but it's really the energy running through the body that's most important. And if you're strengthening that energy and you're using that energy, the physical reward is a byproduct of that strength. The body is a resemblance of the internal strength that you exhibit, right? So I'm going to wrap this thing up in a little bit. But so that was a great day. And I only literally deadlifted that whole day. I wanted to go kill my back, like I said, but I only deadlifted. But it was so worth it because I was able to spread and share stuff with someone else. And this dude is probably like, I say at least 10 years older than me. He was like, yo, thanks for the training session, man. I appreciate it. And some of you may know I'm in route to becoming a certified personal trainer. I've been working out for years, but I didn't have the certificate or whatever. And, you know, America, the world, they care about the paper, the certificate. I've been doing it forever, though. So I could probably, if you need help, I just reach out and I'll help you for sure. But like, I'm working on getting that certification so that I can, again, add on to doing what I love. Life coaching. Now we're going to do some personal training. And the list is going to go on and on. I'm only 28, so I got a lot of life to live. And I'm like, I want to give every single one of my days all that I have. And when I do that, what type of abundant life will I really live? Even when the physical reward in, you know, or monetary reward isn't there right away, what will it eventually create if you do all that you can every single day starting right now. Where will you be next year when you look back? So, again, I'll wrap it up with this. Like, today, I was in the gym again, and this is what kind of inspired me to want to do this video, because it was just too many blessings flowing in. And I want to just share some stuff that I've been enlightened with to you guys, and I hope that you're getting stuff from, you know, this talk that we're having. But so I was in the gym today, and I was working on my shoulders, and I was going hard, like just killing it, just pushing myself to limits, breaking limits, sweating like crazy, but it felt great. And I saw this younger dude. Yeah, I'd say, I don't know how much younger he is than me, probably a couple years, but he came to me. He's from another country. He's from Guatemala, and he saw me doing the shoulder press. It was the seated shoulder press, the machine. And he asked me how many sets I have. I said, I have quite a few. He was like, oh, okay. He started to walk away. I said, yo, you want to hop in? He was like, yeah, for sure, for sure. So, you know, I was doing my weight, and then he came on, he did his weight, and then he did like four. Let's say he did four reps. I was like, yo, nah. You got more in you. I could see it. And I wasn't bullshitting him. I'm like, you can do more. I was like, I got you. I want you to keep pushing until you can't push, and I'm going to just help you up. We're going to 10. He's like, all right, I want to do 10. So I was like, all right, bet. So by like, I'd say around 7 or 8, he started struggling, and I helped him with the other two. And then, you know, I did my weight. Then he did his or whatever. And I was like, let's go. How many are we doing this time? He's like, 10. I was like, all right, bet. We did it. And we upped the weight a little bit, because I'm like, nah, we're not lifting. Like, we're pushing it. I want you to leave today like, yo, I broke limits today. I broke barriers. That's what it's all about. If you're not doing that, not only in the gym, again, the gym is symbolic to life. If you're not doing that in life, you're not really understanding how great you are as a person. You're not really understanding how awesome you are as a human being and how far you can go. So, again, we up in the weight, and we sticking to the same reps, 10 reps, boom, 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 banging them out. Then, you know, he was like, you know, we finished a few sets, and I was super setting, and he was doing his sets on the shoulder press. And, you know, he was like, thanks so much, man. I was like, all right, no problem. Gave him a pound, right? So then I go do some other exercise. Then I go to one of my last exercises on the other side of the gym, and he's there. And I just started doing my thing, and I was doing a certain shoulder workout. It's hard to explain. I was doing it with like a cable, but it's hard to explain over the phone, so I won't even try. But basically, I was doing that, and I noticed I wasn't going to make it obvious, but he was doing some complete other shoulder workout, and he saw what I was doing. He literally went and switched the equipment that he was using. He attached a different handle to the machine he was using so he could do the same thing that I was doing, right? And I was like, I wasn't going to say nothing. I was doing that, and then I went to go do some ab workouts, just going back and forth, supersetting again. And literally at the end of his session, when he was done, he came up to me. He's like, yo, man, just thank you so much for everything that you gave me today. And thank you for the training session. Thank you for all the ideas you shared with me. He's like, I really appreciate it. And he started pulling out his phone, showing me what he looked like last year and what he's working towards. And he slimmed down a little bit. So I was like commending him on that. I was like, yo, just keep going, man. Keep going. And I gave him the same talk about how life, like the gym is only symbolic to life. And if you're stronger in the gym, you're stronger in life. And I was giving him like, I was rambling for probably, because if y'all don't know by now, I can talk. So I'm a long-winded person. My mom says like my uncle's the same way, which he kind of is. Like, don't ask them something unless you're ready to really get an answer, because we're going to just elaborate. But that's just the passion. I can't help it. That's just, I'm not going to shortchange you, and I'm not going to shortchange myself. So I'm telling about what foods to eat, what he shouldn't eat, how he should train, how, you know, all these different types of tips, multivitamins, all these types of things. And some dude overhears us, and he comes over. He's like, yo, I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but he looks at the guy I'm talking to. He said, he's giving you real tips. He's giving you some real shit right here. He's like, yo, I appreciate you. He turned to me, said, yo, I appreciate you, man. Keep dropping those jewels. This guy don't know me from a hole in the wall. He went and shook my hand. I was like, yo, I was like, my pleasure, bro. Thank you. Same dude. He was like, can I take your number, man? He was like, do you live in West Palm? I was like, yeah. I was like, for sure, take my number. He was like, okay, cool. And then he was like, I watch videos on YouTube or whatever. And, you know, I just try to learn. I said, listen, man, I got social media. Do you have social media? He said, yeah. I was like, I put stuff out regularly on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube and whatnot. He's like, all right, cool. He's going to check it out or whatever. And then he took my number, and I told him I'll be at the gym tomorrow at 3. And he said, all right, I'll try to make it. I work from 6 to whatever time, but he'll try to make it. And if not, I'll see him on the weekend. I was like, listen, man, you got my number. So if it works out tomorrow or not, just hit me up whenever you want to work out, and I got you. So the moral of the story is, guys, if you go ahead and give all that you have and understand that abundance is within you, even when times are rocky, even when times are hard, even when you feel like giving up and you're scared as shit, you're depressed, keep going. Ignore the static. Stay centered on what the main purpose and main goal is. And don't just think it. Don't just think this is a nice idea or like I would like this to happen. Know that it's going to happen. Make the sacrifices you have to make sure it happens. Save your money. Get on a good diet. Train your brain, journal if you have to, read good books so that all you see is this positivity, all you see is this abundance. Pray, and I'm not telling you what religion, but speak to that higher power that's working through all of us, because half the things I just told y'all that's been happening for me, I didn't even control it. It was placed in my life, placed in my lap. So I hope you take something from this. I hope you take it seriously. I want to see you live a life of abundance. I want to thank you for listening to me for however long we've been talking. And I'll speak to you guys next time. This is the Competent Conversations Podcast. If you want more content from me, you can find me on Instagram at Rashard.Neal. You can find me on Facebook at Rashard Neal. YouTube is Rashard Neal. And again, this podcast is on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Go follow my brother, Taekwon, as well. On Instagram, he's All I Do Is Fit. On Facebook, he's Taekwon Lino. And he has his own website as well, which I believe is in his bio. So again, thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you next time.